He is risen.
He is risen.
Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen?
Amen.
It's a wonderful day that we have before us as we remember the resurrection from the grave of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and what it means to us in our lives today. The text for this morning is found in the Gospel of John, the 20th chapter. And we'll read the first 18 verses thereof. And we read it in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeketh the stone, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre. Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciples whom Jesus, the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and saith unto them, They have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. Peter therefore went forth, and the other disciple, and came to the sepulchre. So they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter, and came first to the sepulchre. And he stooped down and looked in. He saw the linen clothes laying, yet went he not in. Then cometh Simon Peter, following him, went into the sepulchre, and seeth the linen cloths laid, and the napkin that was about his head, not laying with the linen cloths, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Then went in also that other disciple, which came first to the sepulchre, and he saw and believed. For yet they knew not the scripture, that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again unto their homes. But Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping, and as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre, and seeth two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had laid. And they say unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? She saith unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, tell me where thou hast laid him, that I may take him away. Jesus saith unto her, Mary. She turned herself and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Jesus saith unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren, and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father, and your Father, and to my God, and your God. Mary Magdalene came to the disciples, that she came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken these things unto her. Amen. We see here that Mary had come to the sepulchre that she would prepare the body of Christ with spices for the burial. Tells a little bit different in Luke. I guess it was Mark. Mark 16. And when the Sabbath day was past, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome had brought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. This was the reason that Mary Magdalene and the other woman came to the tomb, that they may anoint the body of Christ. It was very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. We see that these women, they were anxious to come to prepare the body of Jesus. And how it was that Mary, she was weeping because she thought that Jesus was dead. And that was the end of the story. And so all that she believed before about Jesus was lost. Now he had died, and all her hope was gone. As Paul records it, if only in this life we have hope, we are of all men most miserable. So with Mary, if she had hope only in this life, that there was nothing beyond this life, she was miserable. She was weeping and afraid. I'll go ahead and read the gospel here according to Mark for the resurrection. If any should hear. And they said amongst themselves, who shall roll away the stone from the door of the sepulchre? There was a great stone that was rolled over the sepulchre, the opening of the sepulchre. And they were wondering as they come to the sepulchre, who is going to roll this stone away for us that we might go in and anoint Jesus' body? And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in long white garments, and they were afraid. And he saith unto them, be not afraid. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. But go your way. Tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him, as he said unto you. Here these angel, the angel here in the sepulchre, is recorded by Mark, shows that these women had went in to the sepulchre, and how there was an angel there. And they said, ye seek Jesus of Nazareth? He is not here. Behold the place where he was laid. So the angel tells them, Jesus is not here. Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified, is not here. Why seek ye the living amongst the dead? It says, but go your way, tell his disciples and Peter, he goeth before you into Galilee, there shall ye see him as he said unto you. Prior to this, he told his disciples that he would see them there. After he was risen, you know that how it was that all had forsaken him. all his disciples had forsaken him, and how it was that Peter had denied him three times before the cock crowed. But yet Jesus, the angel, tells Mary to go and tell his disciples. And then he makes a point to mention Peter also, the one that had denied the Lord. And I think about that, where right after Peter says unto the Lord, I'll follow you even unto death. And the Lord tells him, you will deny me three times before the cock crows. And then right after that, he says unto him, I go, let not your heart be troubled. I go to prepare a place for you, and that where I am, ye also shall be. And that's what the Lord has done for us. That risen Lord, he has went to prepare a place for you and I. What a blessing it is to know that he is alive. He's alive today. He's alive in our lives today. I think of that song. I don't know that we're going to sing it. I don't know what song we got to sing next, but that one song that he lives. Because he lives. And the chorus goes like this. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future. And life is worth living just because he lives. Is that true with you and I today? Because he lives, we can face tomorrow. Whatever tomorrow brings, we can face it because Jesus lives. What a blessing that is that we have. And Jesus says in John 11:25, I am the resurrection and the life. He is the life. In Romans, it says, the 4th chapter, 25th verse says, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. He was delivered. He hung on that center cross for you and I. And he rose again as proof that the payment was made. As he hung there, the last words he said, it is finished. The payment has been paid for your sins and my sins. What a blessing that is to know this morning that our sins are forgiven. All our sins. What Jesus done on the cross was sufficient for all our sins. And this morning you can believe it, that because of his payment he made on that cross for you and for me, that we can believe that our sins are forgiven, that he shed his blood to the last drop on that cross for you and I, that we would be washed of our sins, and oh, that we can rejoice this morning knowing that our sins are forgiven and that we have a Lord that lives. Galatians 2nd chapter 20th verse says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. In Philippians, the third chapter, 10th and 11th verse, it says, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Peter, the first chapter, third verse, says like this: Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. We have that lively hope of our own resurrection because of what Jesus done. What a blessing it is that we can have that hope this morning in the resurrection. We kind of went through this Holy Week. I guess I was in Texas for Palm Sunday and Clark was sick, but as we go through that Holy Week, how it was on Palm Sunday that Christ made his triumphal entry into Jerusalem, how it was that they spread the palm branches and their clothes before him as he rode into Jerusalem. And they sang unto him on Palm Sunday, Hosanna, blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord. Funny thing, less than a week later, they said, crucify him, crucify him. We go to Maundy Thursday, where the Lord showed his love for his disciples and set example how that they should serve one another. And he washed the disciples' feet. Then on that night, he instituted the Lord's Supper. And how it was that Judas got up from that supper and went unto the chief priests. And how it was that Jesus left that supper with his disciples, and he went into a different garden where he went to pray. And how he prayed that cup, if it was possible, that cup would be taken away from, that he wouldn't have to suffer that death on the cross. But they didn't take his life. He freely gave it. It was not my will, but thy will, O Lord. So he drank that bitter cup that we deserved. All these things he did for you, for each one of you, he did it for you. And how it was that after he was praying in the garden there, how it was that Judas came with the soldiers from the chief priests to arrest him. And he was arrested there. And how it was he was brought to trial. He was spit upon. The hairs of his beard were pulled out. He was beaten. He was condemned to death. All that was done for you and for me. Then he went Good Friday. He went to the cross. And he hung on that cross between two criminals. He hung on that center cross. He did it for you and for me. He took all that suffering and death that we deserved. He done it for you. He done it for me. And how it was, as he looked down at the soldiers, they were parting his garments or gambling for his garment, casting lots for his garment. What did he say when he looked as he hung there on the cross? Forgive them, for they know not what they do. And that's what he says to us. Oh, forgive them. There's times that we don't know what we do. But he has so much great love that as he hung in agony on that cross, he said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And how it was that there was darkness over the earth for 3 hours, and how it was that he would experience separation from the Father, from God. He did that for you and for me. And that's what hell is. Eternally separation from our Creator. But he did it for you. As he hung there at the end, he said, it is finished. The price was paid for the penalty of sin for you and for me on that cross. Then he went to the grave. He went unto hell to preach. Unto Satan. Satan's head was crushed as Christ hung on that cross. And because he lives, he has conquered death, hell, and the devil for you and for me. What a blessing that is to know that he has conquered death for us. The grave could not hold him. And he conquered that last enemy of ours, death. How would it have been if he wouldn't have rose from the dead? Our faith would be vain, and we'd still be in our sins. Thank God that he arose from the dead for you and for me, that we on that last day may too be resurrected unto eternal life, where Christ has went to prepare a place for you and for me. Yes, he was delivered for our offenses, and he was raised again for our justification. And we experience that resurrection life here and now. As Paul speaks of our baptism and what that means. The sixth chapter of Romans speaks of our baptism. For if you have been planted together in the likeness of his death, ye shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that the old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin, that we would be dead to sin and alive unto God. Oh, we thank God for the resurrection, that he arose victorious over sin, death, and the devil. He has conquered all these things for you and for me. And we thank and praise God this morning for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us pray and receive the benediction. Oh, Father in heaven, we thank you that we have a risen Savior. He lives so that we may also live. And all that we wait for that glorious resurrection, when Jesus comes again, that we may join together in heaven for all eternity to be with our Lord. O Lord, that you would be with each one of us, that we would look to you for guidance in our life and to your word. And O Lord, that we could praise you this morning for the great salvation that you have provided full and free through thy Son, Jesus Christ, that lives. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you everlasting peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.